This morning by the head coach of North Carolina A&T, Vincent Brown. Good morning, Coach Brown.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are too. A 42-13 setback to a really good Delaware team on Saturday. You guys were in a one-score game there at the half, but the second half didn't go quite as well. Just your views on the game and how your team played.
Yeah, well, we didn't play well enough to win, obviously, but there are a lot of really positive things to take from this game and a lot of things that we got to get corrected. You know, they're a very well-coached team. They know how to get the ball into the hands of their playmakers on offense, and they do a really good job defensively. But we just made too many mistakes, especially defensively. And then offensively, we didn't take as many explosive play passes or shot passes down the field as we needed to. We knew we would need to score a significant amount of points against this team because they do a really nice job of producing points. We did not do that, but I'm very encouraged. Offensively, we were 50% on third down, which is really good, something to build on. We threw the ball a little better than we have been. You know, we didn't run the ball as effectively as we needed to. And then defensively, we just didn't communicate well. So we gave up a couple of explosive plays for lack of communication. So not discouraged by any means. Got a long season ahead of us and a lot of opportunities to improve.
Your team got down early, but that 70-yard pick six by Aaron Harris cut the lead to 18-10. Just talk about the play he made and how big of a lift that was for your team at the time.
Yeah, it was a huge emotional lift for us. You know, we kind of hit a little bit of a lull where they're moving the ball and we're not really doing anything of substance offensively. But yet, we're right there from a score standpoint. And so when Aaron was able to intercept that pass, and he did a tremendous job of returning it, it just lit a spark underneath our guys. And we went into the half understanding that we were going to get the ball and literally had a chance to, you know, to go ahead or at least tie the game based on what we did with the ball offensively. So, it was a huge play for us. We just didn't capitalize enough coming out of the second half.
You're playing without Kenji and your center, Cesar Monaro. Then you lose Jakari Caldwell during the game. What's the status with those guys, and how much did that impact your offense and some of the struggles you talked about?
Yeah, you know, anytime you lose a back as talented as Kenji, it has an impact on you. But, you know, we have other players, and we always talk about having the next man up mentality. Jakari has been our most productive receiver coming out of camp. You know, you lose that aspect of being able to push the ball down the field. But I thought, you know, Javon Dillard stepped up and had a nice game for us. And then Caesar is really the glue of our offense. He makes all the calls and, you know, really kind of keeps our guys together. And so when you lose, you know, three talented players like that, it has some impact on you. But, you know, like we talk about all the time, there is no waiver wire. You can't go out and sign anyone. So you just have to play with the kids that you have, and everyone needs to be prepared to step up and play.
First question this morning from Eddie Hughes. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning. Good morning, Coach. What's the status of Kenji and Caesar and Jakari? Do you have one heading into this week?
Yeah, so we actually meet with the athletic trainers right after this call, and I'll get a health update on all three of those guys. I'm expecting Kenji and Caesar back, and, you know, talking to Jakari yesterday, he felt like he was going to be okay, but I'll know more after this morning's meeting with the athletic training staff.
Coach, after this week, how are you, I guess, in general terms, feeling about the offense?
I am encouraged. There's a lot of positive things to build on. Outside of Saturday's game, we've been able to run the ball very effectively. Our passing game is, you know, light years ahead of where we were at this point during the season last year. We still have ways to go in order to become more balanced and more explosive to produce points. You know, it's not about yards rushing or passing. It's ultimately about producing points. And so we still have a ways to go, but there's a lot of encouraging things that I saw coming out of that game to look forward to going into our next opponent.
Speaking of your next opponent, you know it's Aggie Eagle Week. You experienced your first one last year at home. Now you're going down to Durham. Talk about that experience last year and kind of what you expect the rivalry to be like down there in their place this week.
Yeah, I told our kids we're going into a very hostile environment. It'll be a very fun environment to play in. I'm sure it'll be packed out. A very well-coached team with some talented players. And, you know, there's a lot of disdain for each other on both sides. So it'll be exciting. It'll be fun. You know, it's all good competitive spirit. Our kids will be pumped up and we're excited to go on the road and play those guys.
Coach, with Jakari down, Javon Dillard, 5 catches for 71 yards. He was kind of Kevin's top target in the game. Just talk about his performance and stepping up when you were down a guy.
Yeah. Javon has become more consistent. He's a good sized target. He's developed into a pretty good route runner. And so we're going to need to lean on him and some of the other kids throughout the course of the season. You know, I told our kids, this is a long season. We have 8 games after this game coming up, and we're going to need everybody at some point. And so everyone needs to be prepared to step up and produce when their number is called. And Javon did a nice job and has done a nice job for us throughout the course of the season.
You touched on the running game has been so good for you over the first couple of weeks. Was there anything specifically you felt like Delaware did to take that away? Did you feel like they were kind of loading the box on you or trying to take that away?
Yeah, they did a really nice job of filling up the inside and essentially forcing us to run east and west. And we're a downhill running team. And, you know, from my standpoint, when defenses do that, you have to be able to push the ball down the field to kind of lighten the box a little bit. And we were unable to do that.
Defensively, Mac David, a career high, 13 tackles for you on the defense. Talk about the afternoon that he had for your team.
Yeah, Mac was very active and had a very good game for us. He's not the tallest guy in the world, but he's a very powerful, explosive player. He's still a young guy, so he's still learning the nuances of playing the position, but he plays with unbelievable motor, and he wants to be good, so he gets in and he studies and brought a real spark to our defense, made some really nice plays for us, and, you know, we expect him to be a major force as we go further into the season.
You touched on it a little bit in your opening comments, but with all the options that Delaware has offensively and all the things that they do, what makes them so difficult to defend?
Yeah, I think the quarterback does a really nice job of distributing the ball. And they find ways to get the ball into the hands of their best playmakers. And, you know, and when you can do that, you have an opportunity to produce points. They're big on the offensive line. They're very good with their zone scheme, running the football. And so, you know, when you put all those things together, it makes for a challenging offense to defend. And we knew going into it, you know, here's a team that was in the playoffs last year with a veteran quarterback, really talented back and receivers and a big, huge offensive line. So, you know, kind of gave us a pretty good picture of where we are and the things that we need to improve on as a team in order to beat that caliber program.
Before I let you go, obviously you've touched on with Eddie the rivalry and what a big game this is for you on Saturday for your alums and your fans. What are some of the keys for your team to try to get victory? What, both from the offensive and defensive side, what do you need to do well against North Carolina Central?
Yeah, we got to tackle better. Can't give up explosive play passes like we did last week. Got to improve our communication on the back end. Offensively, we got to be able to take our shots down the field. Can't be afraid to throw the ball down the field. We got to reestablish our running game and become more balanced in order to beat this team.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for the time this morning. Good luck on Saturday in Durham, and